Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at a really interesting piece, Rob Sienna's 2025 poem, I Was Born in the Belly of New York.
That's right. And our goal, I guess, is to sort of unpack the layers here. Identity, ambition, resilience, too. Oh. It's all in there.
Exactly. It's contemporary, very personal reflections, you know, wrapped up in some quite striking symbolic language.
And it hits you right from the start, doesn't it? That opening line about birth. In a crowded room crowned by her radiance, the benevolent, all-seeing Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that image, born in the belly of New York, it's so visceral. And to immediately tie it to the Statue of Liberty.
Which he calls a big, beautiful gift from France, symbolizing open doors to freedom and romance. It sets up this huge backdrop right away. Freedom, opportunity, maybe even idealism.
It really makes you think, like, how does that specific setting, almost under that symbol, shape everything that follows?
Well, the palm seems to suggest it fuels ambition pretty quickly. It moves right into becoming this gritty free speech activist.
Right. Getting interviewed, feeling like there were angels at my side. There's this early drive, this need to engage and, well, make a mark.
And wanting to triumph over challenges, become the best me that was possible. It's a very clear statement of intent.
Then you get that really concrete physical example.
Mm.
The squatting. 3 times body weight.
Yeah, becoming a U.S. champion just to prove I could. That phrase. Just to prove I could. It speaks volumes, doesn't it? About sheer will.
It really does. It's like this intense need for self-mastery, not just in thought, but in, well, in action too. A kind of defiance, maybe?
Could be. And it seems that energy also pushes towards learning, towards growth. He mentions being schooled by mega artful and creative souls.
And how that led to wanting to bust through and innovate. Yeah. So it's not just absorbing, it's about creating something new from those influences.
Which then takes us to that more abstract idea. Peeling back the bleakest, blackest emptiness of all, aligning with this universe tangled in a ball.
That feels deeper, you know? Like searching for meaning beyond just personal wins, a connection to something bigger.
But it's not presented as an easy path. The poem keeps coming back to effort, doesn't it? I would try to triumph over challenges.
Oh, definitely. That line really stands out, but it's balanced, crucially, by admitting failure.
Right. At times I would miss, but determined not to flail, I'd learn from falling flat. That acceptance seems key.
It's resilience, isn't it? Not being destroyed by setbacks, but actually learning from them, which seems tied to humility.
Yeah, the poem says, always to a certain humble nature I'd return, and then explicitly acknowledging what I'd done wrong, understanding that could build me up, make me strong.
So failure isn't final. It's actually part of the process of becoming stronger. Self-awareness driving growth.
Exactly. And after all that striving, learning, failing, growing.
It loops right back. I was born in the belly of New York. It lands like a bedrock truth, the foundation for everything else. Places destiny almost.
Or at least places the inescapable core of identity and then those final lines. Wow.
Yeah, ranging the horizon of freewheeling hawk, sending up my singularly literary squawk.
The hawk, that image of freedom, wide perspective maybe, and then pairing it with a literary squawk.
It feels like finding a unique voice,
yeah.
Right? An individual expression against that vast backdrop we started with. The personal finding its place in the epic.
So when you pull it all together, this deep dive shows us ambition, resilience, identity, all tangled up and deeply rooted in that New York origin.
A really potent mix. It definitely leaves you thinking, how does your own starting point, your own birthplace, literal or maybe metaphorical, influence your path?
Yeah, what's your unique squawk, you know? What challenges have shaped you?
Something for all of us to mull over.